Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now we have a cloudy sky and 73 degrees. KNSS breaking news. One man is dead, one injured following a motorcycle crash in South Wichita. It happened near the junction of I-135 and K-15 around 11:15 Sunday night. Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden explains what happened.
They had got off onto the inside shoulder and hit the inside barrier wall. The back occupant or the back passenger came off of the bike and went down over the bridge just on the west side of K-15 highway.
The patrol identifies the deceased as 45-year-old Christopher Monk of Wichita. 29-year-old Travis Bryson of Wichita was hospitalized with serious injuries. The patrol reports the men were not wearing helmets. Police are investigating a shooting this morning in East Wichita. First responders were called to the 5200 block of East Pine around 12:30. One person was reported in critical condition. One man has died and a woman was injured after a head-on collision in North Wichita Saturday afternoon. This happened at the intersection of 53rd and Gow. Cause of the accident is unknown, but police say drugs and alcohol were not a factor. All safety belts and airbags functioned as they should have. A 55-year-old man was fatally shot outside his North Wichita home Friday night. He is identified as Chuck Giles, owner of Neighbor's Bar and Grill. Police say the shooting happened in the 2100 block of West Columbine. Giles had just returned from a trip to the grocery store after work to his home when he was shot. A person with knowledge of the investigation told the Wichita Eagle the victim had been robbed. One person was injured in a single car crash on the Kansas Highway Turnpike Sunday morning.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened 5 miles north of El Dorado around 5:30. They say a Chevy Silverado driven by 18-year-old Jose Yultreras left the roadway, lost control, and rolled in a ditch. Yultreras was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
The former special counsel who investigated Russian election interference is set to talk to two congressional panels this week.
In the months since Robert Mueller released his report on the Trump campaign in Russia and potential obstruction of justice, Democrats have pushed for Mueller's public testimony. That will happen Wednesday, a pair of hearings with the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. Mueller has previously said any testimony will not veer from his report. Even that, though, could animate and give new voice to those findings. Democrats are also expected to question Mueller on any evidence suggesting wrongdoing or obstruction of justice by the president. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Contrary to what President Trump has said, Iran does not believe it shot down a U.S. drone. The Pentagon says it's open to talks with Iran. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
The U.S. Central Command is developing a plan with our allies to secure key waterways in the Middle East to prevent Iran from harassing or seizing any other tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is ready and willing to sit down with Iranian leaders and negotiate a deal to lift sanctions and address its destabilizing behavior in the region, but said Tehran is refusing to change. Iran's foreign minister threw fuel on the fire by blaming White House National Security Advisor John Bolton for the British oil tanker being seized by Iran, tweeting, "Make no mistake, having failed to lure Donald Trump into war of the century and fearing collapse of his B-team, John Bolton is turning his venom against the U.K. in hopes of dragging it into a quagmire."
Iran has asked Europeans for help to get some relief from the sanctions America has imposed on Iran, which seized a British tanker on the Strait of Hormuz last week. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday.
And to start off the week, gasoline prices continue to fall just a little bit by little bit over the weekend. And now the low end sitting at $2.48 a gallon. So midweek last week, we jumped up to $2.59. By now, we're down to $2.48 or so. So just about the same time that gets a dime less than it was yesterday, we'll see another jump back up to $2.59. But for right now, we're at $2.48 a gallon. Traffic updates, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at that forecast here on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover across south central and southeast Kansas moves out as high pressure builds in. It's going to be mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 70s around lunchtime, breezy and 83 this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low 61, and then sunny on Tuesday with high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We've got a north wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 73 degrees. Quite a bit cooler this morning than it has been. We had another hot day across south central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 95 degrees. Normal high for the date is 93. On this day, to July 22nd, 1991, police in Milwaukee arrested Jeffrey Dahmer, who later confessed to murdering 17 men and boys. Dahmer ended up being beaten to death by a fellow prison inmate. That's a nasty story. Jeffrey Dahmer arrested on this date in 1991. The Miss World America organization has stripped its Michigan pageant winner of her title, which she says was because of tweets she made about Muslims and black people. Kathy Zhu was crowned the pageant's Michigan winner last week. She's a University of Michigan conservative who's active with a group called Chinese Americans for Trump. In since deleted tweets from the last 2 years, Zhu alluded to Muslim women as being oppressed under Islam and disparaged black people for blaming others in regard to crime. After being stripped of her crown, she posted a letter online which pageant officials described her tweets as offensive and inappropriate. Zhu calls the decision discriminatory and defends the tweets. But nevertheless, she lost the tiara and the sash there. The Costa Rican Health Ministry says it has confirmed 19 deaths from consumption of alcohol tainted with methanol. The ministry said in a Friday report that the investigation continues, but so far it has counted 14 men and 5 women who have died after drinking adulterated liquor since early June. Victims range from 32 to 72 years old. Government officials have seized around 30,000 bottles from brands suspected of containing methanol. Liquor sellers sometimes dilute products with toxic methanol to increase profit margins or raise alcohol content. And Costa Rica, I'm not going to get a cocktail if I go to Costa Rica. I'm going to go ahead with the iced tea. Maybe that's safe. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. See what's been going on over the weekend. Well, like I said, it is a lot nicer out this morning than it has been in the morning over the past couple of weeks. And we've got a north wind now gusting around, winds around turn to the north and gusting, so there you go. Busy weekend on the crime beat so far, Ted. Good luck this morning when you go to City Hall. Shootings. Several shootings. At least one of them fatal. A couple of fatal car accidents. I don't know. I guess maybe the heat finally got to people.
It was a rotten weekend when it comes to that.
Man, a lot of stuff going on. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell.
Okay.
Mondays with the Mayor. We got that on schedule.
Find out
today.
What he's got for the week ahead.
Where are we schedule-wise for Mitch Holtis to do the updates from the training camp?
We'll start 1 week from today.
1 week from today?
Yep.
All right. Ready to go. get a little Chiefs fever here in Chiefs country.
Yeah. They've all gathered up in St. Joseph, Missouri, and their first public practice is 6 days away,
wow.
So it's coming up on Saturday, so the season is pretty much upon us.
We're going to talk real quick about, we'll say something about the murder of the man who owned the neighbor's bar and grill. That's at 21st and Abedin, and it is my neighborhood, and Shelley and I and others, many others, frequent that restaurant. It's got a sports theme. Have you ever been in there, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Old Arrows uniforms, mm-hmm. All kinds of neat
stuff. Great
stuff
on the walls. Great memorabilia.
Yeah. Chuck Giles, owner-operator, murdered in front of his own home there up on Columbine Street. That's just not very far. It's in Benjamin Hills. It's not very far from where my aunt and uncle and cousins had a house there on 24th. Their name were the Akins, and that's very close to their neighborhood. Not to, if you're familiar with the neighborhood, it's just to the east of McLean School and the swimming pool up there. So, well, yeah, look at this thing, and it appears, and we don't have anything official from the Wichita Police Department. In fact, I got to tell you, they haven't really released his name, but every other media in town has it and has released it, so that's why I think we can't keep it secret. Chuck Giles and everybody who knew him thought the guy was a great. He ran a great restaurant. He worked hard. Seemed to be a real good man. And we're going to find whoever did it. You're going to find him quick. And if you know who it is, Crime Stoppers at 267-2121. I bet they have some good leads on this.
That's just such a sad story.
I mean, I'm just thinking on my mind who would do that, how that would be connected, how they would know where he was going at night and things. I bet you detectives have got some really good leads on that one. Sure hope so, because we don't want that one to go unpunished. Oh. All right. So how was the weekend, Ted? You doing anything exciting this weekend?
Well, yesterday I was out at the Shocker store at Braeburn Square for the Aftershocks tourney tip-off event. All those former Shocker basketball stars had their first kind of public appearance yesterday.
All right.
Signed autographs for a couple of hours.
How about that?
Had a great time with KEYN there yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And everybody's gearing up for Thursday night for their first round game at Coke Arena.
Everybody seems really excited about this.
Good to see a lot of familiar faces yesterday.
When you see
former guys all gathered in one place, kind of interesting.
Yeah. And they're not all from the same team the same year, are
No,
they?
They're all from a little bit different eras. They're all from the Greg Marshall era, pretty much. But,
well, yeah,
but that spans, you know, 15 years
yeah.
now. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, so it's really interesting to see all those guys together, and it'll be really interesting to see how they perform out on the court.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans are really excited about that. Of course, Shocker basketball is exciting. We're still got to get through football season, but then this tournament sounds like a lot of fun. All right, it's a 6-8.
Yeah, and the interest in Wichita is through the roof.
Is it?
There's 8 regionals in the U.S., and we have our ticket sales are bigger than the other 7 sites combined.
Yeah.
So, I mean, putting it here and putting a regional here in Wichita is just turns out to be a no-brainer.
I know. 6:19 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and do leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. I don't know if you want to start with that, with the Royals. What you got on the plate for us this
morning?
Well,
the Royals did lose 5-4 yesterday in Cleveland. The Tribe has won 7 of 8. The Royals dropped 2 out of 3 in Cleveland. Pretty much what the Royals do on the road. They lose 2 out of 3. It's why they're the worst road team in the majors. They are now 20 games below 500 on the road. 15-35.
Wow.
Off day today for the Royals as they continue their road trip. Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony was held yesterday in Cooperstown, New York for the class of 2019. Among those inducted, the late Roy Halladay, pitcher who died 2 years ago in a plane crash. He pitched his last game ever in Wichita when he pitched for the Kansas All-Stars in the NBC World Series 2 years ago.
Hmm.
Another inductee, Lee Smith, a guy that when he retired was the all-time leading saves leader in Major League. He's still third all-time in Major League Baseball saves.
Wow.
Lee Smith pitched for the Wichita Arrows in 1980 when he had 15 saves and 4 wins on his way up to the big league.
So how does a kid who thought he'd be playing college basketball end up signing with the Cubs? It was a stroke of luck. I happened to be pitching against Vita Blue's nephew, Cliff, who drew some scouts, including the great Buck O'Neill. But the scouts ended up more interested in me. I'll never forget Cliff. I thank him every time I see him. Family means so much to me. I felt the warmth from the Cubs family every day I walked to the ballpark, even before I got to Wrigley Field. From the fire department across the street to the ground crew on the field, to me, it truly was the friendly confines. I love pitching at Wrigley. Yes, there was home runs flying out of the ballpark, especially in the late innings, in the game, but it helped me learn to pitch. Wrigley taught me to concentrate on every pitch. There was no margin for error.
How about that?
Probably learned a little of that in Lawrence Dumont, too. It's
312
feet down the right field line. You better not make a mistake with a fly ball to right field.
No kidding.
Lee Smith inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Let's get a minor league update on former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher Omar Bencomo. He's pitching the Mexican League through five shutout innings yesterday and picked up the win for his team, the Bravos de Leon. He's pitched two games for his team. He's got a 1-0 record and a 0.90 earned run average. Former Wingnuts pitcher Omar Bencomo in the Mexican League. And speaking of baseball, happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royal Mike Sweeney, who is 46 years old today. Played for the Wichita Wranglers. He is in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame. Five-time All-Star, Mike Sweeney.
Yeah.
Career 297 batting average. Guy could hit.
Very good.
Yep. Happy birthday, Mike Sweeney. Is 46 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Time is 6:21. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Crime across the fruited plain. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.